So take a moment to straighten up and settle into your posture. You want to be alert, but also comfortable. So don't strain to be upright. But if you choose to lie down, just be aware that you might get sleepy. And we're going to bring our attention into our body space. So our physical bodies. And notice that, well, let me explain first that emotions often arise in the body. If you're angry, you might feel tension. If you're nervous, you might feel butterflies in your stomach. If you're happy, you might feel a smile. So we're going to be noticing the physical sensations that arise as a result of emotion. And these will arise anywhere in your body. For many people, it tends to be the central area, face, throat, chest, and stomach, but it can be anywhere. And before we go into actually noting practice, we'll just do an exercise to help get in touch with that. You might notice right now that you have some emotions, then that you are aware of how they are showing up in your body. But if that's not clear, you can try thinking of something. First, think of something that frustrates you, makes you angry. Possibly, if you really want to go for it, a news story. Or maybe something not quite so dramatic. But see if you can just bring up a little bit of frustration. And when you're feeling just a little frustrated, scan your body and see if you notice any physical sensations that seem to go with that frustration or anger. It may be subtle, it may be really obvious. It may not be there at all if you don't notice anything. We're not trying to produce it, we're just trying to notice if there is something there. And now try bringing to mind something that makes you feel good. Someone you love, or a pet, or music you like, something you like to eat. And see if you can detect in your body there some physical response to that emotion. Might be just a little subtle warming in your being. Might be a big smile. Doesn't matter. Just see if you can detect physical aspect of that emotion. So if you all sort of got the idea, you may not be noticing much, but you sort of know what you're looking for. If anyone's totally confused, you can wave at me. Excellent. Okay, so now we're going to move into noting and labeling feel in. I'm calling this emotional physicality feel in. It's feel because it's in our bodies, and it's in because it's generated internally by our emotions. You'll have other sensations, itches and such, which we call feel out because they are caused externally or physiologically, but with tonight we're going to be feeling in. So keep your attention in your body. Allow it to rest and see if you detect any feel in, any physical sensations that seem to be connected with emotion. It's not always a clear boundary. You might not be sure, but if it seems like it's an emotional sensation, then allow your attention to go to that sensation and stick with it for a little while. Pay attention to it, soak into it, notice really what it feels like. It's okay if you know what the emotion is, but you may not actually know the emotion that's causing the sensation. You just know that there's something emotional about it. Either way is fine. And for the next few minutes, allow your attention to move from sensation to sensation as you become aware of emotional type body sensation. Or you can keep coming back to the same one if that's what's drawing your attention. And each time you notice, throw your whole attention on that sensation. You can label it with the word feel or feel in if you want. Get to know it. And then allow your attention to be drawn again to the same or a different physical sensation. Doesn't matter if you're guessing and groping a bit. It might be subtle, it might be obvious. There's no right. We're just getting to know an aspect of how emotions appear to us. Be different for everybody. We work with this physical aspect of emotionality because it's usually the physical aspect that we are, on one hand, not really aware of because we're too busy in our stories, in our thoughts. And at the same time, it's the physicality that drives our behavior. If it's an uncomfortable feeling, our body wants to get rid of it. If it's a comfortable feeling, our body wants more of it. And we're not even aware that we're being driven in this way. So we learn to recognize the physical aspect of emotions. And tonight we're just going to notice and let them feel however they feel. Not going to try and change them. Not going to try and hang on to the good stuff or get rid of the bad stuff. Just notice that there are sensations that seem to be emotional and let them be there. And that is equanimity. Letting them be there and not being driven. Because we're able to watch them. So just continue to note, feel in. if you don't detect any physical emotional sensations at all, that's good. You can enjoy the fact that there's no emotion churning around right now. You can call that rest and just rest in that quiet lack of emotion. Until an emotional sensation makes itself apparent. And if it doesn't, just continue to rest in that peacefulness, enjoying that. If you notice other things going on, you might have other physical sensations that are not emotional, itches or pains or the breeze on your face. Or you might have thoughts happening. You might hear sounds coming externally. Whatever else is going on, just let that happen in the background. We don't have to make any of it go away, but we are choosing to keep our attention on the emotional body. Letting all that stuff be in the background without feeling compelled to pay attention to it, that's also equanimity. We can call that background equanimity. The equanimity of allowing what we are observing to do its thing without interfering with it. That's foreground equanimity. They're both different aspects of equanimity. Allowingness, non-interference. If you're having any reactions right now, maybe you're curious or pleased that you can notice something that you hadn't noticed before. Or maybe you're confused. Or maybe you're frustrated because you're sleepy. All of those reactions are also emotional and might also have physical sensations in the body. You don't want to get too hung up on seeking out what you're looking for, but be aware that that might be there. And if your attention is drawn to contentment or frustration or curiosity or confusion, anything, if your attention is drawn to that, see if you notice a physical manifestation of that response. And allow it to be there, allow it to do whatever it wants to do. Just watch it. Just feel it. If you're noticing emotions that are particularly difficult, and you're finding this unpleasant or overwhelming, then stop noticing those emotions and try bringing to mind some images that will create good feeling sensations. Or if you want to, you can change techniques entirely if you know other techniques. We're here to learn about our emotional selves, but not to drive ourselves into a state of emotional overwhelm. But so long as you're doing okay with this, continue to note, feel in. When we're out and about in the world, maybe we're at a grocery store and we see someone behaving in a way that we think is not appropriate, that's a great opportunity to take a moment to bring your attention to your body and see what that feels like physically. What is your response to that person? And being able to observe the physical manifestation of whatever emotion it may be. And you don't need to know, you don't need to be able to name the emotion, but being able to detect that physical sensation, being able to watch it and allow it, that can free you from the grip of the emotion. It might prevent you doing or saying something you regret. But what I think is even more profound is that it releases that grip on you that keeps you feeling annoyed or frustrated beyond that period of time in which you're in this situation. Foreground equanimity with your own physical, emotional sensations. Background equanimity with other things that call to your attention that you're choosing not to pay attention to now. So this equanimity creates freedom from ourselves. It also increases pleasure if you can do this in pleasant situations. We're going to be wrapping up here in a moment. But see if you can remember to check in with your emotional body now and again throughout the evening. Get used to feeling your emotions physically and allowing them and accepting them and not being driven by them.